You're listening to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. So I'm with your host, Shalina. Hey there.
Hi, Chirag. So we're going to do packing again, but for people leaving the country. There's a lot of expats who come and go, but a lot of moving out. They especially move in the summertime because the school's finished. And it's a minefield. It's a huge upheaval for a lot of people. So you have to think about decluttering your stuff before you leave. You don't want to take things in the container or in the boxes which you don't need in the next destination. You have to organize yourself properly. So we're going to talk about a lot of things about what to do from the declutter side today to help people start the move process. So first of all, and I say this for a lot of things, review what you have. Go into your wardrobes and start reviewing the clothes and accessories you have. Take out the things that you don't need. There'll be clothes that you're taking to new destinations. Another thing to start looking at is books and magazines. So that's a big thing. People have kept magazines for decades, not even weeks, decades. And you don't need the magazines, you know, unless you've written an article in them. And then if you can get the online version of the article, keep that instead of the paper copy. And books as well, start decluttering books, unless they're your favorite books and it means a lot and has inscriptions inside, or it's a first published,
or it's like signed by the author or something. Yeah,
those kind of ones, keep them. But anything else, you know, the miscellaneous books, and everybody's got that book about the princess in the sand or one of those books, get decluttered a lot with my clients and then have to be passed on to people. So the books that you're never going to read again, take them out because you don't need them. Another thing, items still in boxes from your last move. So when you moved from one house to another and you still got that box and you haven't opened it up, there is a reason you shouldn't be taking it with you. Or look inside it. But if you haven't looked at it since the last move or the move before then, there's no point opening it up now. Just, you know, take it outside, leave it for the gardeners to take, or give it to your maids, or give it for donation. But check there's no paper, important papers.
It's a rule actually that I've started following more so now. I mean, there is, of course, the, like you said, the documents and stuff. There's not stuff you look at. But I have noticed that a lot. Like, there are times when I'm like, you know what? I haven't opened this drawer in at least a year. And I haven't come across a single situation where I've had to open that drawer, which means the drawer doesn't contain anything that I actively use.
Exactly.
And so it just goes, I mean, especially when it's like old cables and it just goes straight out. This is the human psyche thing, right? It's like, well, then maybe I might need it someday. Like, and so I'm going to hold on to it. And I think that, like, I mean, I do this when I'm like just going through my room or stuff like that. I mean, I don't think I've had to do it now in a couple of years since I last renovated my room, because I've just tossed it all out. But there was a time where I was just hoarding. I work in tech, so you have this like very weird thing where you're like, well, I need a VGA cable and an HDMI cable, and they're all video cables, and they're not used anymore, right? I don't have a single device that can take that cable, and I've still held on to it. The process was like not to go cable by cable, but to be like, look, this entire drawer of cables, I haven't looked at it in a year, I haven't touched it in like two or whatever, just toss the whole thing out. Let's just let it go.
And that's brilliant. That's a brilliant advice. And that's something that people have to look at, because wires is a massive, massive problem in all houses, whether they're moving out of the country or internally. The amount of cables everyone keeps. And the funniest ones are the TV ones. You know, and the thing is, those TV ones that are yellow, red and white don't work in any of the new TVs or any of the devices now. Like, you know, your Apple TV and your
Chromecast or Amazon Fire or whatever. Yeah, none of them, yeah.
They don't use those wires. They have their own special wires. And, you know, so people keep these things, and the telephone cables that you used when you were abroad but you don't use here because the company gives you the cables anyway. Yeah, people keep that. And they keep the Wi-Fi boxes from their old house, which you can't use in the new house because you're using a different provider. They keep that. So remove all of that. So what I do is, like, I'll, you know, when people want to, you know, they get very worried about throwing away these cables, I will look at them. There's some cables, like Apple products, it's obvious. They're all white. And if you don't have an iPad 1, 2, or 3, you're not going to need those old cables. Same with the phones. And then with other things, we connect the wires to the product. And if we can't find the product, like the actual item, the wires are going. So that's, but a lot of them, it's easy to see, like the HDMI, the TV cables, you easily go, that needs to go now. Another thing that needs to go from your lives are designer carrier bags and shoe boxes. So people keep them for no reason. And they're like, we'll use the empty boxes, or we'll use the empty bags to give presents, or to, you know, So people keep hundreds of these paper bags, you know, gather them all up and then put them in recycling. Because why are you going to put them into a box in a container? You know, you don't need those things.
Yeah, especially when you're moving. I mean, these are the kind of things you should be aggressive about.
And with the shoe boxes, they take up so much more space. So you're going to use up more boxes to carry your shoes, whereas they wrap the shoes up properly anyway and put them into the boxes. So you don't need those shoe boxes. It just takes up space, valuable space. Another thing as well that takes up valuable space in everyone's lives are gifts you were given and never liked. Give them away. Donate them. Give them to your maid. Give them as presents to other people. Tell people not to give you leaving presents. I see posts on Facebook, on Twitter saying, I want to buy a gift for a friend who's leaving. Don't buy them a gift because they don't have the room for it. And most probably their container has already been packed and shipped away and you're giving them stuff. How are they going to carry that item with them? You know, yeah. No, electronic cards. Don't give paper cards.
I mean, like, give them, like, a gift card that they can go somewhere else and use. Like, give them something that would be useful for them when they reach the other side, right? Like,
or you can give, like, there's, you know, an app called You've Got a Gift, and you can buy vouchers on there. So they can buy anything they want before they leave. Or they can go to a nail spa and get their nails done. So that's a brilliant thing to do. So that's what I do for a lot of people. Another thing to do is to review your paperwork. So that's a big thing. So bills, you don't need your DWA bill or your phone bills from 2011. You can get rid of them. You can shred them away. So you can use shredding services. There's companies that I use for shredding services. So they give me a bag, I fill it up, and it takes a lot to fill them up, and then give it to them for shredding. So I don't have to do the shredding myself. It saves time and it's not that expensive. Go through the old bills. You will need your final bill with DWA, your final bill with your phone carriers. Those types of documents you need. You need your documents for finances, in you know, life insurance, bank account details, items like that, contracts. But a lot of things, tenancy agreements from houses that you lived in 10 years ago, you don't need them. You know, Ijari, you don't need receipts for curtains.
And it's super easy now to, like, you can literally take a picture with your phone and keep an electronic copy if you want the record of it, if you want the, you need the dates, or you want to keep a record of an agreement at least. I'm not saying every document, of course, not every bill, but, like, you know, you're talking contracts and stuff. Like, I do this on a day-to-day basis now anyway. Like, I pretty much don't use paper regardless, but, like, even the ones that where there is, like, the first thing I do is I'll scan it and I'll put it into my folder, which carries the documents, yeah. And it's away. And then I know that now I'm not dependent on this piece of paper. And then even down the road, when the contract expires, or, like you said, when you're moving or something like that, you can just get rid of it and be pretty stress-free about it.
Exactly. And a lot of them, receipts, you won't need them moving forward. If you sell furniture and it's got a warranty on it, give the receipt at the same time for the furniture. So you get rid of that paperwork as well. So, yeah. There's so many things you don't need. There's only ones that you need as permanent records, your birth certificates, your education certificates, and that will be in your suitcase anyway when you travel. You will not put that in the container. Another thing to look at is toiletries and makeup. So people have a lot of that to begin with. You need to go through that. With makeup, there are expiry dates on them. And even with toiletries, a lot of them have expiry dates, like sanitary wear, which is not talked about often. It actually has a best before date on it. And people don't realize that. So look at that, because you don't want to take this stuff. And a lot of it, if you're going back to your home country and you know you can get a lot of the products there, don't carry it with you. And I think also with a lot of moving companies, they don't allow you to carry liquids anyway. So, and things like candles, you're not allowed to take, in batteries. So you have to look at the list of what's not allowed to be taken anyway. So it's a good time to declutter a lot of these things. And the things you do want to take, you're taking the suitcase with you. Another aspect to look at is to start decluttering the expired food and the medicine. So start going in the kitchen cupboards and start reviewing the food and start buying less. So you don't have to buy the bulk items. You know, start giving away cleaning products, because you won't need all the cleaning products soon, like the mop cleaner. If you bought bulk 5 bottles of it when there was a Ramadan offer, you know, now give them away to, you know, the maid or to friends and family. And another thing to start doing as soon as possible is to start selling the bulky items. So the furniture that we talked about, you know, start getting rid of that as much as possible and start thinking about how to sell your car. I mean, right now it is a buyer's market, so it's harder to sell your products for the right price. but start getting rid of it now. And with some people, they're quite reasonable. When I've moved before, I was able to negotiate with the buyer to keep my bed until I was moving. So, you know, things like that, you can negotiate with some people, to let you keep the items until you leave. With the car, sell it as quickly as possible so that you can then, you know, it will be a pain, but you can hire a car for a few weeks.
It's not, at least in good cities and stuff, this isn't really not that much of an issue.
And the bigger issue is actually selling the car while you still got your Emirates ID and your house and everything. So this is good to start now doing these things and get rid of this, because they are the painful bits. And then you can work on the other areas, like, you know, closing your bank accounts and stuff afterwards. So they're the main things. So that's the starting point for when you're moving out of the country, that I recommend people do.
Awesome. As always, where can people get a hold of you if they want to actually speak to you in more detail about moving and how they can get themselves all sorted out?
So they can go to my website, which is declutterme, declutterme.com. And if they fill in the contact form on the homepage, I'll be happy to help them to start the decluttering process for their moves. And they can also follow us on our social media at declutterme. And they can listen to more podcasts at declutterme.com/podcast.
Awesome. We'll see you next week.
Bye.